the last couple of days we've been talking about the sugya of Sukkah Yeshana, the Machlokes Beisham Beisila and Daftes. It's a very beautiful sugya. So the Mishnah has a Machlokes Beisham Beisila, but the Sukkah Yeshana is Psula or Kshayra. Beisham says that it's Psula because they hold that a Sukkah has to be made L'shem Chag. Beisila says no, it's Kshayra. But who had the Nami? We said Beisila would also claim that Sukkah's Ganbach is going to be Kosh. But Tosfos on Daftes and Aleph quotes a Yerushalmi that says that even Beis Hillel agrees that you have to be Mecharish Badav. Even though Beis Hillel claims that you don't need Sukkah Lishma, you have to make it L'Shem Chag, as long as it's made L'Shem Tzel, L'Shem Tzel, even though it's not made L'Shem Chag, so because Ganvach is not made L'Shem Sukkah, because Goyim are not Shayach and Lishma, the Rabbi Tam says Noshim are not Shayach in the creation of a Lishma, the Chetzah Shomis Lishma, but nevertheless, Beis Hillel says it's still okay. But Tzarech Lecharish Badav, you gotta do something to add to the Sukkah. You gotta do something in the sukkah. Mashu al pnei kula, tefach al tefach, but something has to be added, even according to Beis Hillel. What is this halacha tzarech lecharish badava? So we discussed, first of all, is a big machlokes rishonim, is it just a mitzvah min hamufchar, a din lechatchila Beis Hillel has, or is it ma'akev even b'dievet? If you're not mecharish badava, if you don't add to the schach, you don't shake a little bit of the schach, is that ma'akev in the sukkah? Even Beis Hillel would say that the sukkah is going to be psula if you're not mecharish badava, or is it just a mitzvah min hamufchar? It's the right thing to do. Then there's a further shiloh. What do you have to be mechayish b'davar in? You have to be mechayish b'davar dafka in the schach or even the funnis? So we said the prima godim is v'dayim from the taz, the dafka in the schach. Because the taz says that according to Beis Shammai, the ikara did, according to Beis Shammai, sukkah yeshana is psula. What needs an asir lishma? The schach, but not the funnis. So it's up to prima godim. If that's true, aliba the Beis Shammai, then aliba the Beis Hillel, the chidush b'davar, according to Beis Hillel, should be the same thing. If the din of Asir Lishma is only in the Schach according to Beis Shammai, so the din of Tzarech Lecharish Badavar according to Beis Hillel should only be in the Schach. That's the Tzushtel that the Prima Godim made. According to the Taz, that's what should come out. And we had a whole discussion within the Prima Godim when he says that the Defana, you can't be Mecharish Badavar in the Defanas, is he only referring to Dauphin Revi? Is he referring to all of the Defanas? A whole discussion in the Sharatzian, Kuri Yaakov, etc. So now we come to the other sheet. The Sfasemis argues with the Taz. And the Taz said, the Prima Godim is B'dai from the Taz, the Tzarech Lecharish Badavar is only in the Schach, not in the Defanis. Comes to Sfasemis and he says, I think L'kulei Alma you can be Mecharish in the Defanis. Chiddush can work in the Defanis, says the Sfasemis. Now this is a very interesting comment of the Sfasemis, because the same piece in the Sfasemis argues with the other part of the Taz. Right, with the Taz who says that the Asir Lishma according to Beis Shammai has to be in the Schach, not in the Defanis. It's a Pella. This Vasema says, I don't see why that's true, L'kulei Alma. The Taz wants to say that the Din of Sukkah Yeshana according to Beis Shammai, that's only in the Schach. The fact that in Asir Lishma, that's only in the Schach, not in the Defanis. So says this Vasema, that's not true. According to the Rambam, who holds that Atzei Sukkah Asur and Koshil applies not only to the Schach, but even to the Defanis. So the Rambam, as we explain, the Rambam Bipshuto is saying that the Ikar Chefza Shol Sukkah includes not only Yischach, but even the Defanis. So it says the Sfasemes, I think that you should need Nasir Lishma in the Defanis too, because if it's part of the Ikar Chefza Shol Sukkah, at least according to the Rambam, then you should need Nasir Lishma in the Defanis. So the Sfasemes on the one hand says that the question as to whether Asir Lishma applies to the Yischach or even the Defanis, that should depend on the Machlokes HaRishonim. And there are some who would say that the Asir Lishma does apply to the Defanis. And yet the very same Sfasemes holds that Tzarech Lecharish Badavar is not limited to Schach. No, it's not limited to Schach. It can be Mecharish Badavar in the Defanis as well. L'kulei Alma, it sounds like. Even according to whom? Even according to the Rosh. Right, just like the Sfasemes with trouble with the Taz, as he says the Taz is not taking into account the Rambam. Sasema seems to be saying that everyone holds that the Chiddush Badavar can be in the Defanis, even according to the Rosh, who holds that Atzei Sukkah Asur and Kol Shiva relates only to the Schach. So even though the Rosh clearly seems to imply that the Ikar Chefza Shol Sukkah includes only the Schach, and that's why the Rosh says Atzei Sukkah Asur and Kol Shiva means only Schach, the Sasema nevertheless seems to say that Tzarech Lechayish Badavar, according to Beis Hillel, can be even in the Defanis. You can be Mechayish in the Defanis. You don't have to be Mechayish in the Schach. How's that possible? L'chor, these two halachas should be dependent on each other. If you tell me that Asiya Lishma, according to the Rosh, is limited to Schach, you don't need an Asiya Lishma by Defanis. So then how can the Chiddush Dover in the Sukkah be in the Defanis? Even if you're Mechanish Badover in the Defanis, but where's the Asiyah Lishma in the Schach? Right? How can Chiddush Dover in the Defanis be Machshir the Schach? If the Rosh holds the Ikka Chetzah Shal Sukkah is the Schach, so the Chora, your Chiddush Dover should have to be in the Schach. Right, being mechadish in the defonis is not going to help me for the schach. So if I need an asir l'shma in the schach, how can chiddush dover in the defonis help me for the schach? So how can the sfas emes say the chiddush b'davar l'kuli alma doesn't have to be in the schach? It can even be in the defonis. L'chora, this whole kasha is assuming something, right? And that is that the purpose of tzarach l'chadish b'davar, according to Beis Hillel, is to create some kind of l'shma. That Beis Hillel argues on Beis Shammai and says you don't need Lishma in the entire Chetzah Shel Sukkah. Like Beis Shammai says you need Nasir Lishma in the Chetzah Shel Sukkah. That's a Din D'Oraisa. Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yomim LaHashem or Chag HaSukkos Tas L'cho Shivas Yomim. Beis Shammai holds that you need Nasir Lishma. Beis Shammai says that you need Nasir Lishma in the entire Chetzah Shel Sukkah. So if you'll tell me that the Ikka Chetzah Shel Sukkah is the Schach, you need Nasir Lishma in the entire Schach. The entire Shir of Schach, Zayin al Zayin. Come Beis Hillel, they say, no, you don't need an Asiyah Lishma, the entire Shir of Schach. Sukkah Yishan is Ksheir. They hold, you don't need, there's no Din D'Oraisa of Asiyah Lishma in Sukkah. But Beis Hillel still admits that you need what? You need a Miktsas Lishma, Midrabana, Chazal, Misakan, that even if Minat Torah, you don't need an Asiyah Lishma. But Beis Hillel agrees that Tzarech L'Chadash B'Davar, that's a Din D'Rabbanan. It has to be a Din D'Rabbanan because there's no Pasuk. Beis Hillel doesn't use the Pasuk for that, right? So there's no Din D'Oraisa, it's a Din D'Rabbanan. But the Din D'Rabbanan is that you have to be M'Chadash B'Davar because Beis Hillel agrees you need a Miktsas Lishma. That's Bipshuta, what Tzarech L'Chadash B'Davar means. That's the Arzarua. The Arzarua writes that Chiddush B'Davar is because Beis Hillel hold, they can see that on a D'Rabbanan level, you do need Lishma. Miktsas lishma, not kula lishma, like Beis Shammai, miktsas lishma. It's in packet 33. Arthur read page 2. Tiresh mori harav reb simchaz natal. The kol mitzvah boi tchilas asiyasa lishma. Every mitzvah requires tchilas asiyasa, you have to create the chepsa lishma. Dumi the sukkah yishana the Beis Shammai machshirim v'gassin ala begirsis yishalmi tani v'tzarek l'chayish badava. Beis Shammai amach she sukkah yishana. That's a mistake. Beis Hillel Machshirin. It's not Beis Shammai. You pick that up? Beis Hillel Machshirin. That's incorrect. I'm not sure if in the Bar Ilan they had a mistake. No. But that's supposed to be Beis Hillel Machshirin. That's not Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai are postlim. They say so the Yishar is postlim. Right, Beis Hillel Machshirin, but the Yishalmi says V'tzarech L'chadash B'Davar. Yeah, when you read a marker, you gotta look at the marker and see. Is it a mistake? Does it read well? You gotta think. You can't just accept it. That's obvious. It just jumps out at you. No, it jumps out at you. There's a mistake. Okay. Tzarech l'chayish badava. Vos meintos tzarech l'chayish badava. Zok yos haruah. B'shem d'Rabbeinu Simcha. The tzitzis boy asir l'shmo d'araisa. V'gabi sukkah mid'rabbanan. Tzitzis needs an asir l'shmo. That's a din d'araisa. L'chol l'shem chovcha. The Gemara says later on the Chesam. Sukkah doesn't need lishma d'araisa, but midrabbanan it does require lishma. That's what tzarech l'chayish badavar means. Rabbi Nesimcha is actually talking about ibud of the klaf of tefillin. You have to be ma'abed. You have to tan the klaf lishma. So that's what he concludes. Achanami gabi tefillin being an ibud lishma l'chatchila midaraisa. Oh, midrabbanan ibud by tefillin also requires lishma. Is it d'araisa? Is it d'rabbanan? I don't know. By tzitzis it's the raisa, by sukkah it's the rabbanan. What's the din by ibud beisachnish? But there's got to be some kind of asiyah lishma, because you see from sukkah and from tzitzis that there is an asiyah lishma. Either there's a din lishma the raisa, learned from a pasuk, or at least mid rabbanan there's a requirement of lishma. So you see what the arzaruah is saying. He's explaining that the din with sarf l'chanish b'davar is that Beis Hillel holds is a din the rabbanan that you need mitzvahs lishma. That even if they don't agree to Beis Shammai that you need lishma d'araisa based on the pasuk, they hold midrabbanan there's a requirement of miktsas lishma, tefach al tefach, mashu al pnei kula. But that's midin lishma. Even Beis Hillel holds that you need a din lishma. Beis Hillel claims that if you make a sukkah stam, you don't have a kavan lishma, you have to be mechayish b'davar to put a gestempel of lishma on the sukkah. It doesn't have to be lishma al pnei kula, the whole sukkah, shir of zayin al zayin, but you need a miktsas lishma. Bechor, if that's how you learn the Tzar L'chash B'Adav, then the Sfas Emes is really very plump. Because the Sfas Emes himself concluded in the beginning of the piece that the Din Asiya L'shma is only in the Schach. Again, that according to the Rosh, the Din Asiya L'shma is only in the Schach. The Din Asiya L'shma in... according to the Rambam, should be in the Funnus as well, against the Taz. It should all be a function of what you think the Ikar Chetzah Shel Sukkah is. But there are some who would say the Taka, the Din Asiya L'shma, is only in the Schach, because that's the Ikar Chetzah Shel Sukkah. That's the Rush. That's the beginning of the Sfas Emes. And yet the Sfas Emes in the end of the piece says that for Chiddush Dov, according to Beis Hillel, the Funnus are good enough. If you're Mechadish in the Funnus, then that's sufficient. You don't have to be Mechadish in the Schach. The Pella is, if you hold that Tzar L'chash B'davar, means that Beis Hillel agrees you need a Mitzas L'shma. So how can Chiddush Davar and the Defunas help me for the Asiya L'shma of Schach? If the Rosh holds that the Asiya L'shma is limited to the Schach, because that's the Ikar Chetzah Shel Sukkah, so then your Chiddush Davar should have to be in the Schach. What's this Sfas Emes saying, that the Chiddush Davar can be in the Defunas as well? It doesn't have to be in the Schach. So the answer probably is that the Sfas Emes understands the idea of Tzar L'chash B'davar differently. But it's not Midin L'shma, it's a totally different halacha. And perhaps if we understand Tzar L'chash B'davar that it's not related to Lishma, so then maybe we can understand what the Sfas Emes says, that you can be Mechadish B'davar either in the Schach or in the Defunas. What does Tzar L'chash B'davar mean? So if you look at the Mishnah Berura, in Siman Tov Resh Lamed Vav, he explains Tzar L'chash B'davar different than the Arz Aruch. The Mishnah Berura in Sif Kotan Dalit, Tov Resh Lamed Vav, he says on the lashon of Uvachi Chayish Badavar in the Shulchan Aruch, Chayinu Lechatchilu LeMitzvah Ba'alma. So he picks on the sheet of the Ran and the Ritva against the Beis Yosef. Right? Why do you have to be Chayish Badavar Lechatchilu? The Mishnah Berurah Kedesh LeYavol LaHater Afilu Asor Metchilu L'Shem Dira. That's Pasul Midarais. The whole problem is we're afraid if you make a sukkah stam, you might think, it doesn't have to be L'Shem Sukkah. You might come to say that even if you make it L'Shem Dira of Kol Hashana, that's also kosher. Right? You don't have to make it a temporary structure. Even if you make it L'Shem Dira of Kol Hashana, it should also be kosher. Look, it doesn't have to be L'Shem Chag. L'Shem Tzel is enough. So you might jump even further and say, even if I make it L'Shem Dira Kol Hashana, which is felt in the Ikka Shem Sukkah, right? We said in the Gemara Daf Ches Amud Beis, the basic Yesod of Sukkah is that it has to be a temporary structure. Then the next basic Yesod of Sukkah is that it has to have Schach. Right? Sukkah is defined as Schach. But the fundamental definition of Sukkah is that it's a temporary structure. So if you make it L'Shem Dira, forget about it. That's the fundamental Psul D'Oraisa. Right? That's possible in the Torah for sure. No question about it. Zopta Mishnah Berurah, Tzar L'chash B'Davar, according to Beis Hillel, is that we're afraid that if you make a sukkah stam, not L'Shem Chag, then you might come to think that there's no difference between this sukkah and a sukkah of Dira Kol Hashana. You make a sukkah b'kavona that it should be L'Shem Dira Kol Hashana, that you'll use it on a permanent basis the entire year. You think that that should also work. And that's a psul d'oraisa. So the Chachamim made a gzeira that you should be Mechadish B'Davar. You should make a heker. Make a heker in the sukkah. Do something special, L'Shem Chag. Not the whole sukkah. That doesn't have to be. But if you make a heker in part of the sukkah, that will remind you that there's something special over here, and you won't come to make a sukkah L'Shem Dira Kol Hashana. That's what the Sefer in the Har Shalom, you look in the Sha'at Zion, in the Os Hei, he quotes them, the Har Shalom gives this reason. One of the Gedolei Apostolim that the Mishnah Berurah quotes every so often. The Har Shalom says the purpose of L'Chadish B'Davar is a Gzeir D'Rabbanan. A heker ba'alma, a siyog, a heker ba'alma, that you won't come to think that you can make a sukkah L'Shem Dira Kol Hashana. Why would I think that? Because I made the sukkah stop. So if I'm Mechadish B'Davar L'Shem Hachag, L'Shem Sukkah, then you won't come to think that you can make it L'Shem Dira Kol Hashana. That's another reason in Tzarech L'Chadish B'Davar. Not that Beis Hillel hold that there's a din d'rabbanan that you need mikzas L'Shma. No, it's a din d'rabbanan of a heker that you won't come to be machshir even a sukkah that's made L'Shem Dira Kol Hashana. The Bach offers a third reason. A third shot. What's the Bach going on? Bach is going on a machlokas rishonim. Very interesting machlokas. The Hagos HaShri and the Rav Yo have a machlokas. What happens if you make the sukkah L'shem HaChag Mitchilas HaShon? The Mishnah talks about that, right? Mishnah says, even Beis Shammai would say that it's kosher. Right? No question about it. That even Mitchilas HaShon, it's kosher. So come some Rishonim and say, yeah, but once the Yerushalmi is Machmer, according to Beis Hillel, that's Arach L'Chadish Badavar, maybe even if you made the Sukkah L'Shem Chag Mitchilas Hashana, you should have to be L'Chadish Badavar anyway. That's unbelievable. Right? Beis Shammai is more Machmer than Beis Hillel on a Daraisa level. So comes the Rav Yah, and he says, no, once the Yerushalmi has this extra Chumah that's Arach L'Chadish Badavar, then maybe even Beis Shammai would agree, but certainly Beis Hillel, maybe everyone would agree that if you make the sukkah, Mitchilas Hashana, L'Shem Chag, you have to be M'chadish B'davar, because you're making it so far in advance of the Yom Tov that you have to be M'chadish B'davar. Pile Plaim. The Turk says that you don't have to be M'chadish B'davar. V'masol L'Shem Chag. V'masol L'Shem Chag, afil Mitchilas Hashana, k'sher b'lo chidish. Turk says b'feirish, even b'lo chidish, it's muta, it's kosher. The Bach says Kakosa Bagos Ashri B'Shem Arzerua. Bagos Ashri B'Shem the Arzerua holds that you tagadoni the chiddush if you make him Mitchilas Hashana. But he says the Tosis is mistopic. That's that old suffix in Tosis, the second Dibur Maslan Tosis. We keep on coming back to this place. This suffix spawned the literature in the Achron. Right, first we quoted the Tosis to prove that according to Beis Hillel, Chiddush is Ma'akiv even B'dieved. The line of Tosis is going on that final statement of the Mishnah, that Afilu Mitchilas Hashana K'sheira. So if you interpret that to mean that Aliba the Beis Hillel, you have to be Mechadish B'dover and then it's Kosher. Sounds like without the Chiddush, it's possible. Right? So the Diuk is that Beis Hillel holds it's even Ma'akiv B'dieved. But now the Bach is trying to be Medayek something else in Tosis. The Tosis has this pilpul. He says, maybe that last line of the Mishnah goes according to Beis Hillel, or maybe not. Right, maybe it's only Aliba the Beis Shammai, and he tries to figure out why would the Tana of the Mishnah be focused so much on Beis Shammai, we pass like Beis Hillel. He says, maybe it goes like Beis Hillel, and the line of the Mishnah is saying that even if you make him into Mitzvah Hashana, right, that according to Beis Hillel, if you make him into Mitzvah Hashana, then you don't need Chiddush. Right, you would not have to be Mechadish Badav. But even if it's not a Nachkamin according to Beis Hillel, says Tosfos, it's only Aliba Rishanai, it's still okay that this line exists in the Mishnah. What do you mean it's not a Nachkamin according to Beis Hillel? Isn't it a Nachkamin? Right? Beis Shammai says that Mitchilas Hashana is kosher if what? If you make it L'Shem Chag. So if every time Beis Shammai requires the Kavanah L'Shem Chag, Beis Hillel says that's Tzarech L'Chadish B'davar. So L'Chara Beis Hillel should require Chiddush Davar if you make it Mitchilas Hashana, Shelo L'Shem Chag. That is a nafkamina according to Beis Hillel. That line is a nafkamina, just like Beis Shammai would say, you make it L'Shem Chag, it's kosher, because you have your Lishma. Beis Hillel would say that you need a Chiddush Davar. So it's a nafkamina according to Beis Hillel as well. What's Tosfos having a pilpul? Tosfos has a suffix whether you need Chiddush Davar if you make it Mitchilas Hashana according to Beis Hillel. Avadli, you would need Chiddush Davar, no? Isn't that a nafkamina according to Beis Hillel? How could it not be a nafkamina according to Beis Hillel? So the answer is, well, maybe it's not enough nafkamina, because if you make it L'Shem Chag, then Beis Hillel would say that you don't need Chiddush Davar. If you make it L'Shem Chag with Mitchilas Hashana, then you don't need Chiddush Davar, because you made it L'Shem Chag. Maybe that's what Tosfos means. But if you made it L'Shem Chag, you don't need Chiddush Davar. Not that if you don't make it L'Shem Chag, Beis Hillel would say that Chiddush Davar works. It's even if you make it L'Shem Chag, right, you would think that you need Chiddush Davar. So that's the suffix in Tosfos. Do you need Chiddush Davar according to Beis Hillel if you make it L'Shem Chag? Right, that's how the Bach says that Tosfos is mistopic about this. That if you make it L'Shem Chag, do you still need Chiddush Davar according to Beis Hillel? And the Rav Yoh Taka says that you do need Chiddush Davar even if you make it L'Shem HaChag, if it's Mitchilas Hashana, that's more than 30 days before the Yom Tov, Beis Hillel says that you need Chiddush Davar. The question is, what do you need Chiddush Davar for? What are you talking about? What's the suffix in Tosfos? What's the Rav Yoh discussing? You made it L'Shem HaChag. If according to Beis Shammai, it's kosher, why would Beis Hillel say that you need Chiddush Davar? And it would appear that even Beis Shammai would agree to this. I mean, why not? If Beis Hillel says you need Chiddush Davar, Beis Shammai would also say that you need Chiddush Davar. What's going on here? What do you need Chiddush Davar for? You did the best possible thing. You had Kavanah L'Shem Sukkah. So if you had Kavanah L'Shem Sukkah, so there should be no problem. I made the Sukkah L'Shem Chag, so what could be the problem? It shouldn't matter when I make this Sukkah. Dr. Bachno, the Rav Yoh holds, the reason why you need Chiddush Davar if you made it before 30 days, because since you're making it so far in advance of the Yom Tov, when the Yom Tov comes, it doesn't look like you're sitting in the sukkah l'shem chag. You had kavana l'shem chag, but someone who looks at you doesn't see that you're sitting there l'shem chag, because they know that this sukkah existed way before the Yom Tov. So it doesn't look like your yeshiva sukkah is l'shem chag. Behind the time in the Bach came and asked Yosef, "I have a kodem shloshim l'chag, b'inam l'mebe b'uchidish l'shem chag, samach l'chag." Since you made the sukkah more than 30 days before the Yom Tov, so then you have to do a chidish davar closer to the Yom Tov. Kiyechid l'havi heker the yoshev bo l'shem mitzvah sukkah. So then there's a heker that your yeshiva sukkah is l'shem mitzvah. Because someone would think, well, it's not l'shem mitzvah because you didn't build the sukkah now. The sukkah is way before. It doesn't look like your yeshiva sukkah is l'shem mitzvah. It's a new time at the Bach has. Right, to explain the Rav Yo, right? But it's a new tam that any time that you make a sukkah stam, Beis Hillel would say that you have to be mechayish badavar because it's not nikah that your yeshiva is l'shem sukkah. V'hu adinami zok the Rav Yo, even if you made the sukkah l'shem chag, it's not stam. You made it l'shem chag, but if it's too far in advance, we have the same chashash that comes sukkah, people will think that your yeshiva is not l'shem mitzvah. So therefore, you have to be mechayish badavar. Okay, so there are three pshatim, three interpretations in the Mefarshim as to what this din of Tzara L'Chadash Badav is all about. According to the Yor Zeruah, Rabbi Nesimcha and Yor Zeruah, it's a din that you need miktsas lishma. Right? It's a din derabbanan. It's not a din derabbanan. According to all three perushim, it's only derabbanan. But according to the Yor Zeruah, it's a din derabbanan that you need a miktsas lishma according to Beis Hillel. They don't agree with Beis Shammai that you need a full lishma in the entire shir sukkah zayin al zayin, but they say you need a miktsas lishma. According to the Nahar Shalom that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, it's a din rabbanan midin heker. They were afraid people might think that if you can make a sukkah stam, not l'shem chag, but just stam, then you might think that you can make a sukkah l'shem dira, kol hashana, which is a sukkah ba'ofen kavua, that's felt in the ikar shem sukkah, it's missing in the ikar shem sukkah, and that's a psul daraisa. So to prevent you from doing that, Chazal said you should be mechayish badavar l'shem heker. And the Bach has a third approach, that the purpose of the chiddush davar is to ensure that it looks like your yeshiva sukkah is taka l'shem mitzvah. If you make the sukkah stam, so someone would think that your yeshiva is not l'shem mitzvah. But hu adinami, according to the Rav Yah, even if you made it l'shem chag, but if it's more than 30 days before the Yom Tov, then people would think that your yeshiva sukkah is not l'shem mitzvah. That's why you have to be mechayish badavar closer to the Yom Tov. What's an afkamin between these three approaches? So, Eitan yesterday wanted to suggest a very interesting idea. Seder. He wanted to suggest that maybe if all you need is a heker, so even if you take away something, even if you don't add something, but you're only taking something away, maybe that's enough of a heker. Even if you had, right, if you had four walls, let's say, on your sukkah, and now you take away the fourth wall. So you take away the fourth wall, that's not l'shem dira. No one's going to think that this was made l'shem dira. But it's still kosher l'shem sukkah, because shtayim kol chas and shlish zafilu tefach. So, ein l'cha heker godol mizeh. Einfach, huh? Maybe you don't have to be mechayish b'davar to be mosif, but even if you're megareya, if you take away the fourth wall, ein lecha heker gadol mizeh, that you're using this l'shem sukkah, and you're not going to come to be machshir building something l'shem dira. It's not possible for this to be l'shem dira. No one makes a dira with the fourth wall open. Interesting idea. But it could be the other nafkamina is what do you have to be mechayish b'davar in? Right? Let's say a mecharesh in the defunas and not in the sach. Does that work? So if you hold like the Yorzer Ruah, the Tzara Mecharesh B'Davar, is that you need a mikzas lishma according to Beis Hillel. So then the chor, it's a function of what your ikar chefza shel sukkah. If you hold that the ikar chefza shel sukkah is only the sach, then your chiddush davar has to be in sach. If you go like the rush that atzi sukkah asur and kol shiva is limited to the sach, then avad the Tzara Mecharesh B'Davar in the sach, the defunas are not going to help you. Chiddush in the Defanis can't help you for an asiyah lishma in the schach. So if you hold that the purpose of Tzara L'Chadash B'davar is to make a mikzas lishma in the ikar chefza shel sukkah, according to the Rosh, it's not shayach to do that chiddush in the Defanis, because that's not the ikar chefza shel sukkah according to the Rosh. It has to be in the schach. But if you hold that the purpose of Tzara L'Chadash B'davar is to create a heker that you won't come to be machshir a sukkah that was made l'shem dira kol hashana, or if you hold like the Bach that the purpose of Tzara L'Chadash B'davar is to create some kind of a heker, also to make it nicker that yeshiva sukkah is l'shem mitzvah. So then maybe it's enough to do a chiddush davar in a chelik of the sukkah that you need for the mitzvah. Right? As long as you're mechayish b'davar the funnis is certainly necessary for the mitzvah sukkah. They might not be a chelik of the ikah chefta shel sukkah, but they're necessary for the mitzvah. So maybe a chiddush b'davar and the funnis is enough to create a heker. To create a heker that you won't come to be machshir a sukkah that's made l'shem dira. To create a heker that your yeshiva sukkah is takel l'shem mitzvah. If you hold that chiddush davar is not midin lishma, but it's a different halacha. It's like a heker. It's a gzeira, some kind of a heker to make sure that we see that your yeshiva sukkah is l'shem mitzvah, to make sure that you won't come to be makshir a sukkah l'shem dira. So maybe chiddush and the funas will be sufficient for that kind of heker. So based on these different time, and maybe we can pedal back to what we discussed last time, the taz, right? What's the din of Tzara L'chayish B'davar in Sukkah's Ganvach Toch Shloshim Yom? Remember the comment in the Taz? Right, we started the Sukkah by saying this, the Machlokas B'Sham B'Sila, or the Sukkah Yishar is Cheirona. Then we say that Sukkah's Ganvach is Kosher only according to B'Sila. Because if B'Sila says that you don't need Lishma, so then they'll say Sukkah's Ganvach is Kosher. So we extrapolated, the Taz extrapolated in Tof Reish Lamed Vav Sivkot Gimel, that if Beis Hillel within the Yerushalmi says Tzara L'chayish B'davar Sukkah Yishana, then who adinami by Sukkah's Ganvach? Because it's Tof Tzel Bazach, Sukkah Yishana, Sukkah's Ganvach is the same thing, it's Sukkah Stam, it's not made Lishma. So if Tzara L'chayish B'davar by Sukkah Yishana, then by Sukkah's Ganvach you also have to be L'chayish B'davar. Adds the Taz, not only do you have to be L'chayish B'davar by Sukkah's Ganvach, but even if you were to make Sukkah's Ganvach, even if the Goy were to build the Sukkah Toch Lamed Yom, he thinks that Toch Lamed is like Tchilas Lamed, which we explain means Kodim Lamed, and Toch Lamed is like Kodim Lamed. But just like Tzara L'chayish B'davar, Sukkah's Ganvach, if you make it before 30 days, even if you make it within 30 days of the Yom, to Tzara L'chayish B'davar too. That's what the Taz writes. So we said, why should that be true? Toch Lamed Yom, Beis Shammai says that Toch Lamed Yom is not a problem. But Toch Lamed Yom, Stama Lishma. So Stama Lishma according to Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel's not going to be more makhbah than Beis Shammai, will they? Right? It doesn't make any sense. If Stama Lishma works according to Beis Shammai, Toch Lamed Yom, then according to Beis Hillel, it should also work. So what's the Taz talking about? What I need, Tzarech L'chadesh B'davar, if the Sukkah's Ganvach, if the superintendent on my building built the Sukkah within 30 days of the Yom Tov, that's the normal circumstance, right? He builds the Sukkah within 30 days before the Yom Tov, a couple of weeks before the Yom Tov. So the Taz is saying, if my superintendent builds it within 30 days, I also need to be Mechadesh B'davar. And according to Beis Yosef, it's Ma'akev even B'dievet, right, putting everything together. According to Beis Yosef, it's Ma'akev even B'dievet. Mishnah Berurah seems to say it's a Din L'chatchila. If you forget to do it before the Yom Tov, you can still sit in the Sukkah. But the Beis Yosef says, no, maybe Taka, it's Ma'akev B'dievet. Toch Lamed Yom, but Toch Lamed Yom, Stama L'shma, what could be the problem? So we started to suggest, well, Toch Lamed Yom, if you hold Stama L'shma, it doesn't mean that the Cheftza Mitzad Atzmo is automatically L'shma, but rather that Mistama, the Machshava of the Gavra, is fully L'shma. There's a Gemiras Das of L'shma. It's just Kodem Shloshim Yom. We don't know if he has a Gemiras Das, but Toch Shloshim Yom Avad, he has a Gemiras Das, even if he's not Mefarish with that. Right? If that's the Pshat, so then, in the case of the Goy, that's not going to work. Because if a Goy is always adapted to the Nafshei Ka'avit, Goy never has a Kavon Lishma. So if we assume Stam Lishma means that for sure he had a Gemir's Das, that's by Yisrael, but not by a Goy. But if you hold that Stam Lishma means that the Cheftza Mitzad Atzmo creates its own Lishma, so then the Chorab by Goy, that should work as well. Frecht El Yefuchs, but how can that be? The Taz says not only Sukkah's Ganvach, but Rakvash as well. Hey, Rakvash as well, Toch Lamed Yom, requires Chiddush Davar, says the Taz. Rakvash is talking about B'nei Chiyuva, that's the Yisrael. So by Yisrael, we definitely should say Stav L'Shma. So what's going on? What's the Taz saying? So Efshe, maybe the answer for the Taz is that the Taz is taking one of the other approaches in Tzarech L'Chayish B'Davar. If you hold Tzarech L'Chayish B'Davar is a Din of L'Shma, the Taka, the Taz should say that by Sukkah's Rakvash, Toch Lamed Yom, there shouldn't be any problem. It shouldn't have to be Mechayish B'davar. Because Toch Lamed Yom, by Sukkah's Rakvash, since they are B'nei Chiyuva, Stama Lishma, according to everyone, Stama Lishma, there shouldn't be a problem Toch Lamed Yom. So what's the Taz saying? Right, why does he say that Sukkah's Rakvash, even Toch Lamed Yom, is a problem? So it could be the answer is that the Taz goes like the Mishnah Berurah is Nahar Shalom. Right? Nahar Shalom says, what's the purpose of Chiddush Davar? Sar L'chash B'davar is to make a heker so that you won't come to think that you can make a sukkah even Lodah B'Kol HaShanah Kulah. That's the Nahar Shalom spot. So maybe you could say that any sukkah that's made stam, any sukkah that's made stam, even though al pidin stam al shma, right? Even though it's toch lam yom, right? But it still makes stam, right? I don't care about the stam al shma. I'm concerned about what people are going to think. So even though it's toch lam yom of the yom tif, so it's as if it's almost as if you made it l'shem chag. It doesn't matter since you made it stam. People are going to get confused. You're making it stam. You're not making it l'shem chag. Rakfash, they're making it the Shomei Dinos, the Shomei Peros. They're making it stam, they're not making it the Shem Chag. So if you make it stam, Chazal made it Zera. Anytime the Sukkah is made stam, forget about it. Anytime the Sukkah is made stam, you need a Chiddush Davar to set it apart so that people will not think that you can make a Sukkah the Shem Dir. So if that's the case, then even Sukkahs Rakfash that are made by B'nei Chiyuva, even if it's made Tol Shloshim Yom, it's stam l'shma, it's made l'shem chag, but we know the rakfash themselves are not making l'shem chag, they make it stam, so maybe that gzera taka applies. Maybe that gzera taka will apply, and that's why the Taz holds that tzara l'chash badav even tochlam l'yom. Okay, so Taz himself seems to say that tzara l'chash badav applies not only l'achem l'yom, but even tochlam l'yom. If you go like the Arzarua, it's not so clear that should be true in all circumstances. But if you go like the Nahar Shalom, then there's more of a reason, there's more of a way to explain such a sheet. Okay, questions? Okay, yes, Simon.
What about Chiddush Badavar as a heker?
A heker that your yeshiva is L'shem Mitzvah? The Bach, you mean?
The
third sheet. If you go like the Nahar Shalom, I think there might be a reason to be Mechayesh Badavar. If you go like the Arzarua, then I think there's no reason to be Mechayesh Badavar. If you go like the Bach, so then I also think there's no reason to be Mechayesh Badavar. Because if the Bach was troubled that even if you make the sukkah l'shem chag, but if it's too far away from the yomtiv, so then it's not nikkur that your yeshiva sukkah is l'shem chag. But if you're making the sukkah close to the yomtiv, isn't it nikkur that your yeshiva taka is l'shem chag? It looks like it's l'shem chag, it's so close to the yomtiv, so it's hard to believe that you would need Chiddush Davar in that case according to the Bach. Yes?
Definitely points past information of Rura, but maybe along the lines of what Simon's saying, you could say that since they really built it for a different purpose.
Built it for a different purpose.
His example is a very far time away. It's a very obvious example. The Gemara is giving a different example where he's building it for the Rav, and even if it's close to it, it's in that same category if we're not sure it's l'chag. So you need the heker anyway.
You're saying it's sort of a negative kavana, even if you're building it toch lamed yom, but if they build it for their own purposes, and we see that. Right? We see that they're building it for their own purposes, they're building it to protect themselves in the field, so maybe that's worse. And Taka, you wouldn't need Chiddush Davar even according to that time. Okay, Afshin, it's a possibility. According to the Nahar Shalom, I think definitely there's room to say. But right, but according to the Bach, Afshin, that could fit in with the Taz as well. Okay. Here is one final Shita, which I'd like to close with. And that is the opinion of the Bahag. Bahag is probably the most expansive Shita in the whole Sukkah. And that is, what is Chiddush Badavar? Not only can you be Mechayesh Badavar in the Schach, who are the Defanis? You can even be Mechayesh Badavar in what? In the Bistriki. You heard me. In the Bistriki. What are the Bistriki? What is that? So that's the Rosh. Let's look at the Rosh. What are the Bistriki? What are Bistriki, anyone?
Chairs.
Chairs. Oh, how did you know that? You're such a bumpy man. It's a good bumpy. The Karban Asanel translates the word. Now, just in case you can't figure it out, you look at the Karban Asanel. He tells you. The Rosh quotes the Yishalmi, and he says, Kosa Bala Itter and Simon Yud Gimel, Shema Mina Chiddush Begufa Be'inan. The Bala Itter says from Yishalmi, you see that you need a Chiddush Begufa in the Gufa Shal Sukkah, Udlo Kabal Halachos, the Bal Halachos Gedolos, the Bahag, Shekosa Michnesha Umeimach Bister Ki Yavi Chiddush. If you're Osev the Kisos, you gather the chairs together, you put them out, put the chairs into the Sukkah, that's also called a Chiddush. He says, that can't be. The Baal Eitzah says the Bahag is incorrect. What, Michnesho Meimach Bistrik is enough to put the chairs in the Sukkah? That's enough. How can that be? Haleka Sukkah lo yachol l'chidushe b'hai chiddush. There's no Sukkah that you can't be mechadish that chiddush in. So how can that be the chiddush that we're talking about? What's he saying? Well, what's the Baal Eitzah's taina against the Bahag? There's no Sukkah that you can't be mechadish b'davar to bring chairs into the Sukkah. I mean, who doesn't have chairs in their Sukkah? So, since everyone has chairs in their Sukkah, how can the Bahag learn that that's the Pshat? What's he saying? I think what he means is the Gemara Daf Mem Vav. Again, there are two Gemaras here. There's Sukkah Yeshana, and there's Shechiyonah for Binyan HaSukkah. Right? When can you make a Shechiyonah Binyan HaSukkah? We leave the Shechiyonah for the Binyan HaSukkah to Kiddush. Right? We connect the Shechiyonah on the Sukkah to the Shechiyonah on the Yom. So we put it all together. We say one Shechiyonah on both at the time of Kiddush. But the Gemara says, the Gemara Daf Mem Vav says, technically you can make a Shechiyonah when you build the Sukkah. When you build the Sukkah, if it's within 30 days of the Yom Tov, you can make a Shechiyonah on the building of the Sukkah itself. And says the Gemara, let's say the Sukkah is already built. You can't make a Shechiyonah on the building of the Sukkah. You're not building anything. But if Yochol Lechadesh Ba'Davar, then you can make a Shechiyonah on the Binyan HaSukkah. When you do the Chiddush, that's like cool. That's the Binyan HaSukkah. So you can make a Shechiyonah on that as well. Comes to Baal Yitin and says, what's the Lashon of the Gemara? If Yochol Lechadesh Ba'Davar, then you make a Shechiyonah. Then it's called Asiyas HaSukkah. And you make a Shechiyonah then. So he asks, how can the Bahag say that Chiddush Davar means bringing the chairs in? What's the Lashon of the Baraisa? If Yochol Lechadesh Ba'Davar, then you can make a Shechiyonah. Every Sukkah you can make a Lechadesh Ba'Davar by bringing in chairs. What's a Shaila? Right? So you could always bring in more chairs. Right? Take out a chair and put a chair back in. I mean, you can always be Mechayesh Ba'Davar. So what's the Lashon in Yochol Lechadesh Ba'Davar if you can be Mechayesh Ba'Davar? Doesn't sound like the Bahag. It sounds like it's something that maybe you can't be Mechayesh Ba'Davar. Meaning, let's say the Sukkah is already built. You got your Defonis, you got your Schach, it's completely built. So what am I supposed to do? I can't be Mechayesh Ba'Davar. I can't put something new in. So we know what that means is you can pick up the Schach and put it back down. But Parsha Pshat is, it means you're going to do something new, you're going to add something. So that Lashon in Yochol Lechadesh Ba'Davar doesn't seem to work out with the chairs. And that's what the Baal HaItter is troubled with. The Bahag would just answer, what do you mean? Yochol Lechadesh Ba'Davar means whatever. You take something out, put something in, pick up the schach, put it down. It could be anything. So maybe even chairs would be a sufficient finish. Okay, that's the back and forth between the Baal HaItter and the Bahag. Yes?
We also say that since they have some supper,
okay, but if it's only Rosh of Ruba v'Shulchan, you can't fit a chair, so maybe a chair would not work for Chiddush Davar.
Right.
Maybe Chiddush Davar only works if the Sukkah is big enough, if you can fit the chairs.
So maybe that's a Lashon of Im Yachol Lechadesh Ba'Davar, is that in case of a Hashem Sukkah, you wouldn't go with it.
He's saying, if it's a big enough Sukkah that if it's a big enough sukkah that you can bring the chairs in, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush to learn that pshat in Yochol Lechadesh Ba'Davar. And that's what it means. Okay, the shaila is, what's the Bahag's talking about? The svara. Forget the back and forth where it works in the pshat and the sugya. And what's the Bahag talking about? Bringing chairs? That's chiddush davar. That's a chiddush in the sukkah. What's he saying? That's a chiddush in the sukkah. The Rush quotes the Bahag over here in Sukkah Yeshana. But the Bahag is going to suggest that Im Yochol Lechadesh Ba'Davar means if I bring chairs into the Sukkah, that's going to be a Chiddush Davar to be Machshir, my Sukkah Yeshana, according to Beis Hillel. Because Beis Hillel is Machmel Lefi Yerushalmi, that if you're Mechadesh Ba'Davar, then it's going to, then the Sukkah is kosher, but you have to be Mechadesh Ba'Davar. And we had a couple of Pshatim here, right? Ah, this is Din Lishma, Miktas Lishma. Or it's a heker that people shouldn't think that you can make a sukkah l'shendir kol hashana. Or it's a heker that your yeshiva should look like a yeshiva's mitzvah. But what do chairs have to do with this? L'chari, you have to be mosif something either in the ikar cheftza shel sukkah, or you should have to at least be mosif something that's me'akev in the mitzvah sukkah. Right, something that's necessary for the Hechsher HaSukkah. Even if it's not part of the Iker Chefta Shosukkah, even if we say the fun is not part of the Iker Chefta Shosukkah, but they're a Tanai in the Hechsher HaSukkah, and they're Ma'akev in the Hechsher HaSukkah. Without the funnest, you don't have a Sukkah, you can't be Yotza the Mitzvah. The Chor, for any one of those three reasons, you should have to be Mosif, you should have to be Mechadesh Ba'Davar, at least in the funnest, at least in something that's Ma'akev in the Hechsher HaSukkah. What do chairs have to do with the Hechsher HaSukkah? Chairs might help you in your mitzvah, in the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, malish. You can't. It's hard to sit in the sukkah unless you have a chair. So there's no question that it helps, right? It's mo'il right? It helps you for the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, but it's not a t'nai that's ma'akiv in a hechshir sukkah. So how can you be mechayish b'adavar with the chayas? What's the b'hag talking about? Forget about diukim from the Gemara, but what's the svar of the b'hag? What's he saying? So some of the svar want to suggest maybe the b'hag is saying something a little different than the Rosh thought he was saying. The Rosh applies the b'hag to our sugya, to sukkah yeshana, to chidish b'adavar and sukkah yeshana. Maybe the b'hag never talked about sukkah yeshana. Maybe the b'hag was only talking about what? The Chiddush B'davar and what? The Binyan HaSukkah. To say Shechianu for Binyan HaSukkah. Maybe that's what the Bahag was referring to. In fact, some of this fine point that if you look at the Bahag inside, it's Taka Meduyuk from his Lushan. I didn't get a chance to get the Bahag, to photocopy the Bahag. But take a look. Take a look in the Bar Ilan. You'll see the Lushan of the Bahag. Sounds like he's really talking about the Gemara and Daf Menvav, not the Gemara and Daf Tes. Like whom? Like whom? Like the Ritva, exactly. Exactly, Zach. Excellent. Like the Ritva. Right, we mentioned yesterday the Ritva holds in Yochel Lechash Badavar is what? O b'schach, o b'defanos hatzrichos la la'akev. Either in the schach or in the defanos that you need to be ma'akev. Ma'akev in what? The Heftah Shel Sukkah? No, in the mitzvah of Sukkah. The Ritva holds that when do you make a Shechianu for Binyan HaSukkah? That's if you're Mechadish Badavar in the schach, or if you can be Mechadish Badavar in the defanos that are necessary. Within the first three walls, not the fourth wall. The Ritva would admit that if you just add something to the fourth wall, it's not ma'akev in the mitzvah sukkah, then that's not, you can't say a shechianu on binyan sukkah for that. But if you're mosif in the first three walls, since it's ma'akev in the hechshir sukkah, even though it's not, might not be a chelik of the ikar cheftz shel sukkah. The sukkah is defined by schar, but the funas are also necessary for the mitzvah sukkah, they're ma'akiv in the hechshir sukkah, so that might be enough to make a shachiyonah for binyan sukkah. Comes the Bahag and says, you know what? I go one step further than the Ritva. I say even if you bring in the chairs, that's enough. To say shachiyonah for asiyas sukkah, what are you doing? You're basically making a shachiyonah on the mitzvah of sukkah. After all, we don't make a shechianu on binyan sukkah bisman hazeh. We make a shechianu on yeshiva sukkah, on the mitzvah itself. We wait until kiddush when we're fulfilling the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, right? It's not really samach to the binyan. The binyan happened a week or two ago. I mean, it's within 30 days, but we're masmich the brach of shechianu on the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. So comes the Bahag and says, if the ikar brach of shechianu is on the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, it's just you can make a shechianu on binyan sukkah. That's because binyan sukkah is the precursor to the yeshiva, so that why can't I be mechayish b'davar in the chairs? Why can't I put in the chairs? The chairs are also mo'il for the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. They add a dimension to teshuka in toduru, just like I have chairs in my home, so too I should have chairs in the sukkah. So they certainly add a dimension to teshuka in toduru. So if my shechianu is not just limited to binyan sukkah, if my shechianu really is on the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, then l'chora I should be able to be mosif, to be mechadesh in something that adds a dimension to the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. So says the Bahag, that's why I should be able to be mechadesh b'davar and bring in the chairs too. The Ritva Ritva agrees to the Bahag, but he disagrees about one nakuda. Both the Ritva and the Bahag assume that Chiddush Davar, that they're both talking about the Chiddush Davar regarding Shechianu. They both would say that Chiddush Davar for Sukkah Yeshana Avada has to be in what? In what? Maybe in the Schach. Maybe both the Ritva and the Bahag would admit that Chiddush Davar when it comes to Sukkah Yeshana should have to be in the Schach. Because if Chiddush Davar relates to the Iker Cheftza Shel Sukkah, if it relates to Asiya Lishma, Miktas Lishma, like the Arzah Ruas, then maybe it has to be in the Schach. Maybe. It's not clear. We said that it could be in the Defanus if you hold like the other two Pshatim and what Sarah Chayesh Badavar means. But the Ritva and the Bahag might be willing to concede that when it comes to Sukkah Yeshana, maybe Taka Yedun in Chiddush Davar in the Schach. Maybe it's a Din Lishma. All they're saying is when it comes to Chiddush Badavar for Shechianu in Binyan HaSukkah, then you can expand on what Chiddush Davar includes. The Ritva is willing to expand to those defunas that are necessary for the Iker Chetzah Shel Sukkah, for the Iker Hechshir HaSukkah, I should say, for the mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah. If it's ma'akev in the Hechshir HaSukkah, then the Ritva says Chiddush will work in those defunas. And the Bahag is willing to go even further to say that you don't have to be Moser to be Mechadish in something that's ma'akev in the Hechshir HaSukkah. you can also be mechadesh in something that's mo'il for the kiyum ha-mitzvah, yeshiva sukkah. That's also okay. So that's a point of contention between these two rishonim. But they both are only talking about chiddush davar for the shechianu on binyan ha-sukkah. But maybe they would concede that for the chiddush davar of sukkah yishana, that's a different halacha. Maybe that's dependent on lishma, mitzvah lishma, and maybe for that chiddush davar, you would take a need a chiddush davar in the schach itself.